A new state law requires Alaska school boards to approve sex education instructors, curriculums, and materials used to teach prior to instruction. Last month, the Haines School Board scrutinized the high school course and found information gaps in the class materials. Last week, the approval of the middle school sex ed courses was more straightforward. The board approved Pete Dagan and Patty Brown as the middle school sex ed instructors. Dagan teaches middle school math, science, and health, Brown math and science. At the latest school board meeting, Dagan described his approach to teaching the course.
This is about decision making. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether it is if you have a decision to make regarding your sexual conduct or you have a decision to make regarding how you treat a peer or somebody you've never met before that you're dealing with across the counter. Whatever it is, it's all about decision making and communicating with people.
In unanimous votes, the board also approved the curriculum and materials used to teach K-8 health and middle school sex ed. The resource for K-5 is called the Great Body Shop. Here's curriculum director Cheryl Stickler.
Fairbanks, Matsu, Kenai, a lot of districts up north, Anchorage, use this for their K-5. And they're very happy with it because it doesn't take a lot of time to implement. And it covers all of the necessary standards.
For grades 6-8, the main resource is Teen Health.
The thing about Teen Health is that you can teach it in modules. So you can just pick out one of the modules and teach that as a complete unit. You don't have to teach the chapters in order. And it also is compliant with HB 156, with Breeze Law and Aaron's Law.
Breeze Law and Aaron's Law are the main components of the Alaska Safe Children's Act. They deal with sexual abuse, dating violence, and healthy relationships. House Bill 156 gives parents more oversight over their children's education. It's the reason the school board is legally required to review sex ed components and make it all available to parents prior to instruction.
In that resource, the sex education portion is a separate module, so that if a parent is choosing not to have their child participate in that module here at school, they're not just going to have the access because they have access to the textbook.
For all students in K-8, the Mind Up curriculum, Brain-Focused Strategies for Learning and Living, was approved.
This one really addresses community health, communication health, mental health, mindfulness.
The curriculum for all grade levels covers personal health and wellness, nutrition and disease prevention, and safety and injury prevention. It also reviews emotional, mental, and social health, relationships, reproductive health, and substance use prevention. Overall, the board was pleased with the courses that were presented to them. Here's Lisa Schwartz.
So very impressive, this packet is as well. I appreciate how thorough it is, and I think that we have a really great program that's getting put together. And I didn't see any holes in it.
Schwartz did say she'd like to see a more thorough description of alcohol as a toxic substance. The board also talked about how between the materials and curriculum provided, it's a lot to teach. Stickler said everything they've been presented won't necessarily be taught each year.
We use our professional judgment and determine what are those non-negotiables that every student needs to walk out of my health class with this group of students. And because what might be developmentally appropriate for this year's 7th or 8th grade might not be that way for next year's 7th or 8th grade.
The curriculum and materials will now be available for parental review. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.